Today's paper is IH Challenge, a training dataset to improve instruction hierarchy on frontier LLMs. The work proposes a dataset intended to improve how models represent and follow hierarchical instructions, which matters for nested, multi-step tasks and correct subtask sequencing. We'll keep this short. Jamie will explain the method and novelty next, then we'll cover use cases, limitations, and practical takeaways.
At a high level, an instruction hierarchy dataset provides structured examples that make step decomposition, ordering, and dependency relations explicit for training. Datasets like this typically supply hierarchical supervision during instruction tuning or fine-tuning, so models learn to split tasks into subtasks and respect scope. I'll go into the paper's approach and how the authors evaluate hierarchy understanding in the next segment.
From a production perspective, better instruction hierarchy matters for assistants that coordinate tools, follow workflows, or execute multi-step procedures where order and scope are critical. Listeners can expect a focused technical deep dive followed by discussion of real-world integration, monitoring, and limitations. I'll outline deployment-relevant checks and constraints after Jamie's technical summary.
An instruction hierarchy dataset aims to make decomposition, ordering, and dependency relations explicit so models can learn to break tasks into correctly sequenced subtasks. At a technical level, such datasets provide hierarchical labels or structured targets that change the supervision signal during instruction tuning or fine-tuning. These signals encourage the model to represent multi-step structure rather than producing flat, monolithic outputs.
So Jamie is saying the dataset shifts training toward explicit subtask structure and ordering, which should help with nested workflows and task sequencing. Mark, I'll hand this to you to discuss where that matters in practice.
In production, improved instruction hierarchy matters for assistants that orchestrate tools, run multi-step workflows, or execute procedures where order and scope are critical. You see concrete impact in task chaining, error isolation, and clearer intermediate outputs for auditing. Teams will care about how reliably the model keeps subtasks separate and whether it exposes intermediate state for verification.
Regarding dataset construction and annotation, listeners should check the paper for exact protocols, as those details determine signal quality. Generally, hierarchy datasets are built with structured annotations that mark subtasks, parent-child relations, and ordering, and they require consistency checks and inter-annotator agreement measures. Data curation and quality controls are key because noisy hierarchy labels can teach incorrect decomposition patterns.
Thanks. That helps frame what to look for in the methods section and annotation appendix. Jamie, could you outline what novel elements tend to distinguish a hierarchy-focused dataset from prior instruction corpora?
Datasets that advance hierarchy often add multi-level nesting, explicit dependency annotations between steps, and examples that vary ordering or require reordering to succeed. They may also include paired inputs and structured outputs that force the model to learn decomposition formats rather than free-form summaries. Evaluation suites accompanying those datasets typically test generalization to unseen nesting depths and hold out instruction types.
From an integration standpoint, these datasets can be used in standard instruction tuning or fine-tuning pipelines, or as a specialized phase that augments a base model's behavior. Operational constraints include additional compute for fine-tuning, the need to validate on representative downstream tasks, and pipelines for regression testing to avoid breaking non-hierarchical behaviors. Teams should plan for monitoring that tracks ordering errors and misscoped subtasks as first-class failure modes.
Good practical points. So when reading the results, what should engineers and researchers pay attention to in the paper's evaluation? Jamie, what are the right signs of meaningful improvement?
Look for evaluations that measure decomposition accuracy, ordering correctness, and dependency resolution, ideally with both automated benchmarks and human judgments. Useful signals include improved performance on held-out hierarchical tasks, robustness to deeper nesting, and ablation studies that show which annotation types drive gains. Also, check whether improvements transfer to downstream applications rather than only matching the dataset format.
For production, weigh realistic gains against trade-offs like increased latency from larger models or the need for extra inference steps to manage subtasks. Monitor metrics such as task completion accuracy, step-level correctness, and frequency of out-of-order executions, and keep fallback strategies if the model fails to decompose a task. Finally, be explicit about testing for edge cases where incorrect ordering causes safety or compliance issues.
A few limitations to be mindful of. Hierarchy datasets can introduce annotation bias toward the chosen decomposition style, and models can overfit to a particular output format. Compounding errors are another risk when one faulty subtask ruins the rest of a plan, so authors and engineers should report error propagation analyses. Methodological transparency in the paper about annotation guidelines and example distributions makes it easier to assess these risks.
Practically, teams evaluating IH Challenge should start with small-scale fine-tuning experiments, compare to baseline instruction tuning, and run targeted end-to-end scenarios. Verify annotation protocol, run ablations to see which hierarchical labels matter, and implement monitoring hooks for ordering and dependency violations. Those steps will reveal whether the dataset yields production-ready benefits or mainly improves benchmark metrics. Concretely, teams should run small-scale fine-tuning with the IH Challenge data to compare against baseline instruction tuning and measure step-level accuracy. Verify the annotation protocol and inter-annotator agreement to ensure signal quality before large-scale training. Implement regression tests and monitoring that specifically track ordering errors, dependency violations, and step-level correctness. Use human-in-the-loop checks and clear fallback policies to contain failures that could cascade.
From a research standpoint, prioritize experiments that report decomposition accuracy, error propagation analyses, and transfer to downstream tasks rather than only format matching. Check for ablations showing which hierarchical labels drive gains and whether improvements generalize to deeper nesting. Those evaluations indicate if the dataset provides robust hierarchical understanding.
To conclude, IH Challenge proposes a focused training dataset to improve decomposition, ordering, and dependency handling in instruction-following models. Read the paper for annotation details and the evaluation suite. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.